Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I feel like seven.
It's Mike Shope.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man. Like, plural. Big, lots of S's. Lots of E's in S. Bees. That was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man. That kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Well, I'm not recommending you join me, but I'm kind of in my own head right now. It's not a great place to be. I was here early today. There are negotiations happening, and I even wore, wait for it, a long sleeve shirt to try to get a meeting, as opposed to a t-shirt that doesn't fit. I decided to wear I'm still wearing shorts, but a little bit more
presentable.
Yes. And in the course of these conversations I've had for the better part of the last 2 hours, our boss and I were talking about sort of like preparation for the show, and just sort of we ended up in a conversation about the process, you know, the quote process. And I showed him what I do every day with you.
Mm-hmm.
All these different notes. I just don't ever want to have to draw a blank, right? So
sure.
I have, we just saw Greg Bauk, and now I'm hearing that music, the match game music in my head, but that's not what this is about. So just, I have this all written out, and then another associate in management comes by, and he says to her, look at this, look what Mike does, right? So, but they're both noticing that for all the different nonsense I've written out for today, 3 o'clock was blank.
Mm-hmm.
It was blank again. Three o'clock.
There it is, right?
I had nothing. And then it just
Mr. Belvedere. Sorry.
Yes. It just became my turn to talk. And I'm like, Well, I don't really think that that's going to be a problem. I do know what I want to say, though.
Okay.
So we don't have anything new from yesterday. We had Byram to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, Benson.
Benson is new.
That's right.
Benson happened last night after our show.
That's right.
I don't think. Everyone saw it coming, I think. So I don't think there's a lot of surprise. I think, when were you not? Friday. Well, yeah, you weren't here Friday. And I talked about it in this way. Usually, any move the Sabres make, or the Bills, really, the teams we care about, any move that gets made, it's not always a split, you know, there's yay and nay. And I thought Benson being extended had the potential to be the most positively received contract the Sabres have ever handed out. Like, is there a Sabres fan out there that would go, oh, yeah, but, I mean, maybe I did hear from some of them on Twitter, but I even said, I think that's just people that argue about everything. Like, I don't know that it's necessarily, like, people that really think it's a terrible idea. It's just, like, let me be argumentative. Let me take the other side.
Don't be so sure there isn't a fan that would use maybe his points
or his
size.
Yeah.
I had a guy that I was sort of caught up in a Twitter thing between other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see.
Happens.
I know. But, yeah. And there was somebody who was, like, kind of just on an island yelling about Benson to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, basically the guy said, you have to be a homer to like him. Now, this is from before the playoffs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't think I've heard from this guy recently.
Right. I think the playoffs changed even people. I think we talked about him and, you know, the off season coming eventually while the season was still going on, or as the playoffs maybe had just started, and the first, you know, one day you might have just looked at their salary cap page and said, like, what are they going to have to, what's the off season going to be like? Not that I'm in a hurry to get there or anything, but like, what? And Benson is an RFA, and I think I said, bridge. I bet you can bridge him. You know, he hasn't really fully formed yet. And so you can probably get away with a couple of years and see what it looks like down the road. And then the playoffs happened. And he became somewhat of a celebrity, I think, during the playoffs. Now, that is not why you pay a guy, but it's a part of it. Like, his style, his impact on the game was much more far-reaching than just the points and assists or the goals and assists. And there were enough of those in the playoffs that I think could satisfy you. But just the, you know, how much of a center of attention he was on the ice and I think a pain in the neck to play against, I think his whole profile changed. And I don't know, like maybe even fans who were hung up on, and I admit this, I'll always point out, like, how excited do you want to get about a guy that had to, you know, it's like 40 points. You're not looking at a big producer yet. And that was the reasoning behind maybe a bridge. But I think once the playoffs happened, like, oh, okay, I can see it now. I can see him becoming like a 60-point guy on a top line. And, okay, that makes sense. So sign me up. So I don't know. Maybe there still is pushback, but, I mean, I'm certainly not going to get on that train. Seven for 7.5 sounds just fine to me, and has, I think, the potential in a couple of years to look like the Tage Thompson contract looks right now, which is, I'm not saying Benson's going to score like that. It's just having a player that I think is going to be what Benson should become, and already is becoming, locked in for 7 years at that number it's going to age really well.
I hope so. I think it's not inexpensive, this price for this player. And he's a challenge for me just to try to keep it interesting. I mean, there were times in the playoffs when, you know, my jaw dropped from some of these Benson shifts. There was one against Montreal in a game they lost. It might have been game two where he produced a goal or even scored it from behind the net. Just sort of checking guys. And
yeah, like little off the net pass to himself kind of thing, or the boards, whatever it was. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, there were some really incredible Benson highlights in the playoffs. I think, you know, I'm not sure how much of a bargain it will ever look like, but, I mean, perfect world, it does. I think probably the Sabres, the best they'll do is to not be picked at for this contract, you know? They eliminate the possibility of an offer sheet. Like, nobody is going to be able to come for him now. And I don't know, maybe that would have happened given what the last point
if somebody was. I think if somebody would have been willing to go to like $10 million a year for him, then you could have had a real hard time.
Otherwise, you're just matching.
Otherwise, I think you're just matching. Yeah, yeah. You know, and I don't mean to set the number at 10. Maybe 8 would have been too much for them. I don't know. But you would have had to go. If you think the Sabres extended themselves, which they did. I mean, it's a prognostication. You're expecting this guy to be this impactful and more moving forward based on the evidence that you've seen so far from how he's played. And to go above and beyond that just would have been, I think, really hard.
Well, I'm not sure exactly the right word is intangibles for Benson. But I just mean that in terms of it not necessarily being in the numbers, his value.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be a challenge for me. I mean, I'm certainly excited about him and their future with him. I'm not negative at all toward this deal. I wonder, though, as it goes along, I mean, if the team isn't winning, then I think he might be somebody we point to that, like, well, you spent this, here's how you did your stuff. And that probably probably only happens down the road. But you have to hope that. And I'm, again, not going to predict that this won't happen, but you have to hope that Benson is mature enough to handle this moment and what it means for his future. His career is really just getting started. But he kind of became Brad Marchand. I think if you asked fans of other teams what they remember about the Sabres in the playoffs, if they weren't watching regular season games, he might be the first thing they would say.
Yeah.
Like, just what it wouldn't be Thompson or
that's
talk.
Why I would focus on that, because it happened for me. Like, I literally, again, maybe right as the playoffs were beginning, I don't remember the timeline, would have thought, yeah, 2 for 10, you know, let's see what he looks like, you know, in a couple of years, and we'll revisit. But then the playoffs got here, and yeah, he became like the the guy on their team that I think the league was really sort of opening their, oh, wow, look at this guy. Wow, that, ooh, he's annoying. He's good. Like, you know, hockey fans generally respect that guy. They hate him if he's not on their team, but will always tell you, I'd love to have him on my side. He's that guy, right? You mentioned Marchand. That's quintessential the last 15 years. That's an example of the very top of the heap there. And, you know, Benson's got a lot of work to do to get to producing like that. I mean, Marchand was, you know, a top-level scoring player, top-line player on a cup-winning team. So Benson's got a lot of work to do to reach that, but
It's not impossible, is
no,
it?
No, I don't think it is at all, because you mentioned numbers, and while the points have still not been there, everything else says, like, they're maybe at the peak of their powers when he's on the ice. He has a very positive impact on the game. Scoring chances, 5-on-5, all that stuff, I'm pretty sure anyway that he's really good in those areas, which is a reason why if you're the Sabres – and you respect those kind of numbers, you make this bet. You just expect the rest of the stuff is going to come along with the rest of it. And maybe now he settles into, you know, whatever, wherever they're going to put him in the lineup, because, you know, we don't really know. The team's not fully formed right now. They're probably going to be some more guys in or out before we get to even training camp and the regular season. But hopefully he lands somewhere, you know, if he's on a line with Thompson, then I feel like the table is set for him to become, you know, a 60-point yep. player in the league. And I know that might not sound, you know, it's not a point a game or anything, but $7.5 million is about what that costs in the league now. Like, that's just, this is how it is.
Are you making lines yet? Are you going to put him, you want to wait another week?
I haven't done it. No, to me, there's no point in doing it until we get through, you know, right. the holiday weekend, you know, next weekend, I think is, you know, when I get back in here after the holiday, I think is when it's time to start drawing that up.
You don't want to put that down on paper until Robertson shows up.
Right. Right. That's right.
And then you just have to start over.
Right. Yeah. No need to rush that. So, yeah, I did. It was funny. You know, we left here. I had a bit of a ride yesterday. Like, I was feeling really great when we started, and then, like,
I have this effect on people.
90 minutes into the show, I just sort of was like, oh, I don't like how this is. I'm getting all these Vincent Trocheck messages on my phone, and like, I don't really like that idea very much at all. And by the end, you know, I sort of got to Robertson, and I, you know, pie in the sky. I did mention how, and maybe a lot of Sabres fans were like this, night before last, right, the Byram news happens Tuesday night. So Wednesday morning, I wake up early. First thing I think is, did they make another thing? Did they do something else? So I'm all excited to get up. Today, maybe the rain had something to do with this too. Today, I was like, roll over, go back to sleep. I don't want to look at my phone.
Oh.
I guess I'm driving. Like, I don't want to see this Vincent Trocheck news. I don't want to. And it still hasn't happened, and who knows? Maybe it won't. Maybe it will, and it won't be bad. I don't know, but I'm not excited about that. But, you know, still a lot to be determined. Like, it very much to me sounds like I watched a lot of Pierre LeBrun on TSN SportsCenter this morning, and
after you got up,
after I got up and looked and saw that there wasn't the thing I was dreading, like, okay, let's just dig in. What's going on? And, you know, the way the big guys are talking is like Kekalainen's talking to everybody about the fourth pick. You know, so,
well, he sounded yesterday. This is not necessarily a story. It wasn't a point I made yesterday. But when he was talking about the pick, we had a sound bite of his that we played back, and He didn't, to say the least, he didn't slam the door on trading the pick. He's like, for now, it's ours.
Yeah.
So he has been a pretty straight shooter, Kekalainen. And at every turn, Benson, he called it. Tuck, he called it. And even Byram. Like, that was kind of, everybody found out that Byram was probably going to have to go, and then he left. So I don't think we're getting really any surprises or, depending on how you feel, disappointments mm-hmm. from him. I said yesterday, I'm kind of falling for this guy. Like, I feel like I want to trust him just at press conferences, and that's risky, and that is not, I got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, with this pick, how he described the situation yesterday did not. He could have just said, no, we wanted this pick. Like, this is the draft is here. We're going to celebrate it and use it. And he just didn't say that. And you don't have to say it, but some people would. You know, maybe somebody else in the top five is not even open to a question about a trade. Mm-hmm. But again, most of the time in sports, the GM is. They say that they are.
Yeah. So I wonder if they won't just go right up to, like, if they prefer to move it. And assuming that there is, you know, there could be 3, 4, 5 more. I don't know. There could be a lot of people that could be interested in that pick. A lot of different scenarios. Defensemen, forwards, centers, wingers, goalies even. Like, I don't know. I'm sort of with Paul. He said late in our show yesterday, like, I don't want to trade the fourth pick in the draft for a goalie. And I'm with you there. With Paul on that. I mean, but maybe they go right up to the end. Maybe it's even the Sabres are on the clock, and when the I don't know if this is how it'll still work with the draft being the way it is, but when the pick is to be announced, if it's the commissioner or whomever it is, Bill Daly, we have a trade, and that's where they announce, like, whatever they did with the fourth pick. Who's got it now, and here's what the Sabres just traded the fourth pick for.
This is when the commissioner comes out, and he likes to read the trades.
Yes, right.
He reads the trades in the first round. He might do everything in the first round, like in the NFL. But, yeah, like that I can remember seeing Gary Bettman do is, we have a trade, and he sort of drags it out, and, you know, a good chance for him to not get booed, basically, just to...
Yeah.
When you're reading a trade, you're not...
Probably not.
You're not really getting
booed. Well, provided your fans like the trade. I mean, I don't know, right? I mean, I saw Brian Mazeroski tweeting about this earlier today from our sister station WBEN, big Sabres fan. He said
a Penguins fan.
He said
doesn't want that out.
Also, I guess I think we want to say he said, imagine that trade. Nyes for the fourth pick being announced at the draft with a bunch. I would imagine a lot of Toronto fans are going to come to the draft. The Leafs have the first overall pick.
Yep.
So, and Sabres fans live here. I would think there's going to be a hearty contingent of Sabres fans in there. You get that trade. Like, I wonder how that you know, our Leaf fans, oh, we've got the fourth pick. That's awesome. But we also just traded away this guy. We, you know, really like this guy. He's young and awesome. And same way with Sabres fans. I mean, that's what makes sports so great. I'm getting a lot of people that I don't, either they don't really know what I think Matthew Nyes is, or they do and they just don't care. They'd rather have the cheap, young, fourth overall pick, which is fine. I mean, that's where you want to stand. So I wonder even how that would go if that were the trade and it gets announced at, you know, whatever, 7:25 or 7:45 on Friday night. What is the reaction in the building? Because you've got the two fan bases that I think would be the majority of the crowd there on site, which could be a pretty wild dynamic.
And it really, I think, would be tough to call.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. I'm not sure it wouldn't be pretty evenly split, both fan bases, by that move. I know Chad doesn't like that idea.
He doesn't think the four, yeah, four.
He doesn't think Nyes is worth four.
Four is too much for, and a lot. Look, it might be right if you want to treat that pick like you should, which for the value that it is. It's got to be, what, a number one center or a top pair D? Bowen Byram, I guess, as an example, although, you know, we'll see if he actually can become that. He's not been that yet in his career.
And he was the fourth overall pick.
Yeah. So.
In his year.
But I'm, if anything, I might be guilty of just sort of treating the pick like found money. But, like, my process is this. I think I said, when it first became known that it was going to be unlikely that the Sabres were going to be able to keep Byram, they're like, I don't want to trade this guy, but I would trade him for Matthew Nyes. And so if I use the fourth pick to get Matthew Nyes, I effectively have done that. I mean, I know I'm probably not properly valuing the fourth pick, but it still is an outcome that I would be more than happy with. I got some other stuff too. I got rid of Greenway. I got this defenseman who might be a third pair guy. I feel like I'm in pretty great shape. And I replaced Alex Tuch with Bowen Byram.
I am on team use the pick. or trade around if you need to, even trade down. Yesterday you were laying out maybe 2, 3, 4 could be teams where moving down a couple spots, which I'm always here for that, could be advantageous. Otherwise, I'm on team use the pick, and I'm considering it a sign today that in the slate.com crossword, there was an entry. See if you can get it.
Okay.
5 letters. Spacey Icelandic songstress.
Oh, that's easy. Bjork.
Right.
Yeah.
Viggo Bjork, baby. Yeah. Let's go. 4th overall. No? Is that should I not be so mystical about this and just sort of be pragmatic?
No, I mean, that's fine. You want to use the pick. I mean,
you could do worse, right?
Well, sure. You could. I mean, San Jose is thought to need a defenseman. There's been a lot of talk that maybe they'll just stay at 2 and take the defenseman. But they could, I said this yesterday, they could probably get paid to move down and still get potentially, at worst, the second best defenseman in the draft, maybe even the first defenseman in the draft.
Right.
Go up to 2 and get Stenberg. Like, he's on your team next year.
You don't sound like you believe in using crossword puzzles as your guide when it comes to drafting hockey players.
Well,
so that's okay.
I'm supporting the idea of using the pick, but I'm using it. I'm paying to use it. I'm gonna give San Jose something.
What is
to
that
go
gonna be?
Draft Stenberg. I don't know. 2 spots. I don't know what that costs.
4 to 2. Do I get out Jimmy Johnson charts
right,
for this?
I don't know if we have
is it
that.
The same?
Right.
It wouldn't be cheap to move from 4 to 2.
I don't think so. No.
Next year's 1. Pick 20. Does 4 and 20 get you 2?
Maybe.
803-0550. Let's talk about
so
this.
There's an idea.
I mean, draft is tomorrow night. Sabres picking 4th for now. We've been through all of it. Benson signs. That's new. Tuck is gone. Press conference tomorrow in Washington. Virtual press conference tomorrow with Washington. We've got the goalie stuff we've talked about a lot, and Byram and more. How would you do it? How would you want to do it? Later, Stephen Ellis from Daily Faceoff on the draft and all of this. Paul Hamilton will join us too. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, thanks for listening, and lines are open for your calls next here on